And now this is a dictation for Kirk, K-I-R-K, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, December 2049. Addresses a letter, Mrs. Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guideman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guideman, a follow-up for Mr. Miller, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of gout, blood protein in the urine, last visit in August 21, no hospital admissions, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no gross hematuria, minor nocturia, 1 to 2 times, no incontinence, presently no leg edema, ulcers, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, denied chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies gross dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no smoking, no recurrence of gout, review system is negative, medication list review, notice of the allopurinol, blood pressure, lisinopril, HCTC, as needed, colchicine, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, alert oriented sign 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress, weight up 182, previously 175, blood pressure 116.68. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is in March, creatinine 1.8, which has been stable over time. Present GFR is 37, stage 3B. Minor decrease sodium at 136, upper normal potassium, normal acid base. Calcium is elevated, 10.9, higher than baseline. Phosphorus low, normal. Normal white blood cell platelets, hemoglobin high 16.5, normal albumin. Next paragraph, no recent urine analysis, previously trace of blood negative for protein. No recent uric acid. Many years back, PTH was elevated, although that can go with the renal failure. At that time, however, calcium was normal. Next paragraph, prior ultrasound, normal size kidneys without obstruction and no urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload, no indication for dialysis. Next number, low level hematuria, not progressive, prior negative kidney ultrasound. Next number, hypertension. If anything, in the low side, not symptomatic. Next number, chronic low sodium concentration, likely from HCTC. Next number, hypercalcemia, could be exacerbated by the use of HCTC. Cannot rule out primary hyperparathyroidism, not just PTH abnormalities from advanced renal failure. We are going to repeat chemistries, including PTH. We might need to stop the HCTC. That will also take care of the low sodium. We will have to monitor blood pressure, although it's running in the low side. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.